say if you went to sleep, you might say, well, I was dreaming about so-and-so, but all of a sudden I...
So why did you wake me? It was a good dream.
Or, see, if I brought my foot down real heavy on the floor, you'd say...
You'd say, stomp the floor.
Or, if a boy saw a girl at a party and he wanted to see her home afterwards, he might ask her, well, may I...
Well, normally, as I'm going home with you, or if he asked permission, may I come to home? Or, like when I was back in the early days, we used to line up on each side of the door when church was over, and we'd accost a girl and come out, we wanted to go home, and say, can I take you home?
Oh, yeah.
I said that one time, she said, I don't know whether you can or not. That was a pretty good indication they could.
Oh, yeah. What about if you, say if you got stuck in mud in your car, you might ask somebody to tie a rope around it and try to...
Oh, I'd say try a rope and pull me out, or would you tow me out?
Or maybe get behind me and give me a
push.
If you had a very heavy suitcase and you had to carry it a long distance, instead of saying just, I carried it, you might say, well, I had to, you know, to emphasize it was very heavy, you say, that old thing.
Well, I'd just say that it was difficult to carry it. I don't know what the expression is. Of course, now in Tennessee, they said I had to tote the suitcase.
Don't hear that around here.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard people say, I lugged that thing for a mile?
Yeah, I've heard it. I never used it.
What about if some children are playing around in your kitchen, and your wife's there, she might say, now, that stove's hot, so...
Don't touch it. When your kids get out from under my feet, you should shoo them out of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Or what about if you wanted a knife and you were going to send somebody for it, you would tell them...
I'd tell them to go and get a knife for me. Now, there's some people use to go and fetch me a knife, but I've never heard it. But I'd say go and get me a knife.
Or what about, you know, when you were little, you might have played games where you chased other children. There was usually...
Yeah, I don't know, what they call that, black... I don't recall that.
But when you were playing it, was there usually a place that you could run to and be safe?
Hide and seek.
What did you call the place that you could run to and be safe?
Well, I'd bring it be behind the tree, behind the house, or I don't know.
Did you ever call it a goal or a base or?
Well, that was if we're playing a type of football or basketball, you'd call it a goal. But then I don't recall any games that we played that we called a goal.
What about if we were going to
home base? We played two-eyed cat and me one bat. Two bases.
Mm-hmm. What about if, say, we were supposed to meet each other in town? I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
Or say, if you have a hired man who just keeps on loafing and you figure that you're going to have to discharge him, you might tell somebody, well, I think I'm going to get...
Well, I'd say I'm going to get rid of him. I just had a little occasion of that just this week. I told them if they didn't get with it, they'd be dismissed, and I moved them out today. So I look like I'm just shifted them to another job.
Well, say after you've dismissed the person, he might come back and say, oh, why don't you give me another?
Well, when I dismiss them, they don't come back.
Well, so
I'll give you another chance. One time in operating my business, we had a fellow who was rather temperamental and very critical when he got temperamental. So I stood all I could have one time and I fired him. The next day he came back and